USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
An armed suspect has been fatally shot by police after opening fire at a Christmas concert outside the Cathedral Church of St. John the Divine in Harlem, New York. NYPD Commissioner Dermot Shea says a man shouted, "Kill me," and fired multiple shots just outside the doors of the church. Three NYPD officers almost immediately engaged the gunman. The identity of a deceased gunman has not been released. No one else was reported to have been hurt. The FBI is investigating a breach into the Treasury and Commerce Departments by a Russian group known as Cozy Bear. The same group hacked the Democrat National Committee in 2015. It's unclear how long hackers have been monitoring internal emails at the department. Spokesman says the United States government is aware of these reports and are taking all necessary steps. The Cleveland Indians baseball team will remove the nickname they've used for 105 years. The Cleveland baseball team is expected to announce plans early this week. The team has not decided on a new moniker. USA Radio News.
Newsmax TV is exploding, and everyone's talking about it. Now, a survey finds that 30 million Americans are watching Newsmax TV all the time. Millions are turning off Fox, and President Trump says he loves Newsmax. So watch it, and make sure you vote in Newsmax's national poll asking about President Trump conceding the election. It takes a minute. Just text the word NORTH to 39747 and vote instantly. President Trump wants to know your opinion, so text NORTH to 39747. And vote instantly in Newsmax's poll. Plus, watch Newsmax TV with great shows including Dick Morris, Rudy Giuliani, Michelle Malkin, Diamond and Silk, Mike Huckabee, Greg Kelly, Sean Spicer, and more. Newsmax is on all major cable systems. Check your guide or tell your cable operator you want Newsmax like everyone else. Watch Newsmax TV today and vote in their big poll on Trump. Text NORTH to 39747 and let your voice be heard.
The new Pfizer COVID-19 vaccine started shipping out Sunday, with the first shots being administered as early as Tuesday. Dr. Jay Bhattacharya from Stanford University tells Fox who should be getting the shots first.
We want to minimize the mortality from this disease. How do we do that? We find the people who are most likely to die if they get infected, and then give the vaccine to them. Minimize mortality. Use the vaccine and minimize mortality in the short run, and then end the lockdown. Don't let politics get in the way.
Moderna's COVID-19 vaccine goes to the FDA Advisory Committee on Thursday. Sexual harassment allegations have been levied against Democrat New York Governor Andrew Cuomo.
The allegations surfaced in a series of tweets Sunday from Lindsay Boylan, who worked as Cuomo's Deputy Secretary for Economic Development and a special advisor from 2015 to 2018. She said, quote, "Many saw it and watched. This was the way for years." A spokesperson for the governor told the Associated Press there is simply no truth to these claims. From the Oregon USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Jeremy Scott.
We are USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
Not everyone is happy, happy, joy, joy over the COVID-19 vaccines. USA Radio News' Jeremy Scott has more.
FDA Chief Stephen Hahn addressed the skepticism on ABC's This Week.
We need to address their fears and concerns. We need to roll this out in a way that provides confidence to people. But we also need to be transparent.
Dr. Francis Collins, director of the NIH, told NBC's Meet the Press he'd like Americans to consider taking the vaccine.
I would like to plead to people to really hit the reset button on whatever they think they knew about this vaccine that might cause them to be so skeptical.
Dr. Moncef Salawi, chief science advisor to Operation Warp Speed on Fox News Sunday, said he's very concerned about the reluctance of many.
We hope that now that all the data is out and available to be discussed in detail, that people will keep their mind open to listen to the data and hopefully agree that this is a very effective and safe vaccine and therefore take it.
From the Oregon USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Jeremy Scott.
Moderna's COVID-19 vaccine goes to the FDA board on Thursday and is expected to also be approved for emergency use. This year's additions to the National Film Registry by the Library of Congress have been announced. The Dark Knight, Shrek, Grease, The Blues Brothers, Lilies of the Field. Christopher Nolan, director of The Dark Knight, said, "This is not only a great honor for all of us who worked on The Dark Knight, this is also a tribute to all the amazing artists and writers who have worked on the great mythology of Batman over the decades." For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.